Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. The old Bradley house looked particularly desolate tonight when Sam Young and Kurt Bradley drove up. The boarded windows, uncut hedges, and tall trees took on bleak proportions in the darkness. But if the sight outside seemed unreal, once inside, Kurt and Sam found an even more remarkable picture. For there, huddled in front of the fire, the only light in the cold, dusty room, was Biff Bradley. The boy immediately became defiant when he saw his father. So firmly convinced that he was no longer wanted now that his father is going to marry Nancy Wayne. Nothing Kurt Bradley said could make his son change his unreasonable attitude. Finally, Sam Young suggested that Kurt go out to the car while he talked to the boy. Mr. Young and Biff are both staring at the flames and the fire as they talk.
You think because you're young, Biff, that you're the only one who's got a monopoly on love. Is that the idea?
Oh, of course not, Mr. Young, but I didn't expect Dad to fall for anybody.
Of course you didn't, because you never gave it a thought. All you young people ever give a thought to is your own affairs. You're all wrapped up in yourselves, as you ought to be.
No, but I thought a lot about my father. In fact, I'm thinking about him right now when I say I don't see why he wants to get married again, and I just don't...
That's exactly what I mean, Biff. You're not thinking about him at all. You're thinking entirely about yourself, Biff Bradley, and about your reactions and where you'll stand if he remarries and what will happen to you.
Well, okay, then. Why shouldn't I?
Because it doesn't concern you, Biff, provided your father's marrying someone who's willing to make a home for you and who's eager to. It concerns him. It's his life, not yours.
But don't you understand? His life is my life. We've always been that way. Close to each other.
And I hope you two will always be that way, Biff. I can't hope for anything better. But just remember that you'll probably get married yourself someday. And it'd be fine, wouldn't it, if your father stopped you on the grounds that he wanted to keep you to himself. That he didn't want you to have a home of your own or a family of your own or a life of your own.
Oh, Mr. Young, that's different.
No, it isn't. Now get this through your head, Biff, once and for all. Older people can fall in love just as hard as any younger people can. Perhaps harder.
Oh, gee, I understand Dad's wanting companionship, but when you talk about love...
I am talking about love. Now, look, young people haven't any monopoly on love, Biff. I honestly think that older people, people your father's age, appreciate finding somebody to love much more than young people do. They've been lonesome longer. And when they do find love, it's very apt to be the real thing, a mighty powerful thing.
Well, I don't see how they can't.
No.
I just don't believe it.
You'll believe it someday when you're older, Biff. Now, you see, son, life's never quite fulfilled until you find your mate. And that's what your father's found now, his mate. And even so, Biff, even knowing how right it is for him, he'd give it all up if he thought you wanted him to. That's how much he thinks of you. And it's a great deal more than you'd do for him if the cases were reversed, I promise you that.
I didn't think about it that way, Mr. Young. Well, I mean about his really being in love with her.
I can assure you, Biff, that's the case. It isn't because he wants to make a home for you or because he wants somebody to look after his house that he's marrying Nancy Wayne. Those are secondary considerations. It's because he's head over heels in love with her.
Okay, then. I guess I can't do much of anything about it.
You not only can't do anything about it, my boy, but you shouldn't do anything except make it easier for your father. He's had a pretty hard row to hoe because he's lacked the companionship that I've had with Mrs. Young. Lacked the love he should have had by being married to a grand person.
Okay, Mr. Young, you win. I guess maybe I can take it if he's that stuck on her.
That's the stuff, Biff. Now, come on. Suppose we go and tell him so.
Okay, only I'm still not so hot about the idea. Where is he?
He's out in the car. Come on, let's go out there, shall we, and join him.
Okay.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Oh, Kurt.
Yes, Sam.
Here we are. Now, look, you and Biff sit in the back there and talk, and I'll drive the car.
Hey, Dad, I'm sorry I worried you. Well, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry I acted like such a kid.
Well, you did worry me, Biff.
Well, you see, I got it into my head that Miss Wayne was going to sort of, well, cut me out. I didn't exactly realize that you were in love with her.
You didn't? What on earth did you think I was?
Well, I don't know. I guess I didn't think much. If I thought about it at all, I thought you just wanted her to look after things for you. And, well, I thought I could do that just as well as she could.
And what do you think now?
Well, Mr. Young told me about, well, how you felt about her. And, well, that sort of surprises me because I guess I didn't think you'd ever fall in love with anybody again.
Well, neither did I, Biff. I'm just as flabbergasted as you are.
Well, I just didn't think that fathers fell in love, if you know what I mean.
Oh, sure. I know what you mean. I must seem 100 years old to you.
Oh, no, not that. Oh, gosh, no. Well, I didn't think you'd go into that sort of thing.
Well, that's just what I've done, son. However, in all fairness to Nancy, I don't want to start with an unhappy home. Well, Biff, you could make it darned unhappy.
Well, I don't want to do that. Well, I mean, after all, you've got a right to be in love if you feel like it.
You really feel that way, Biff?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, sure, I feel that way now. I sort of look at it differently. I mean, well, if it was just a matter of convenience, but, well, look, if it's somebody you love a whole lot, well, now that's different.
Nancy is somebody I love a whole lot.
Okay, then I'll do the best I can to fit into the picture. Although, don't you think you'd have more fun if I went around for a while? Well, I mean, if you two just sort of kept house together.
Well, perhaps. Yes, we might wait till the end of this term, provided you could come to us then. Maybe it might be easier for her if we started out by ourselves for a little while, as long as you want to stay here in Elmwood.
Oh, yeah, I want to stay here.
Well, I don't see any harm in that. But I want you to make Nancy feel that when you do come to us, you'll be happy. Make her feel that you don't resent her as she thinks you do now.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do my darndest. And, well, look, I'm sorry, Dad. Because, well, you see, I didn't get the picture the way I should have. I just didn't understand how you felt.
Well, that's probably my fault. And you're quite right in saying that I should have talked this all over with you beforehand. I think the reason I didn't talk it over with you, if you want to know the truth, was because I was afraid to.
Afraid to?
Yes, yes. Afraid you wouldn't approve. Scared to death of you, Ben. Scared to death of losing so much happiness. Of having anything interfere with my marrying Nancy.
Gee, you've got it bad, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it bad.
Well, if it's love, I understand that, see? I was that way myself about Gloria. Well, I'm awful right now for spilling the beans to you and Mr. Young, but, well, I still understand how you can be all wound up about somebody and sort of scared something will happen to spoil it all.
Well, here we are. Home again.
Sam? Is that you?
Yes, dear, yes. And Kurt and Biff, too.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, so am I. I think Biff understands exactly how I feel now, Mary. And he doesn't want to make any more trouble between Nancy and me.
No, I'm pretty much okay now, Mrs. Young. I guess I acted like a fool kid about the whole business.
Oh, Biff, I'm so glad to hear you say so.
Where's Nancy?
She went up to bed, dear.
Well, she doesn't know anything about all this, does she?
Well, I'm afraid she does, Kurt.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you see, she came into the room while Peggy and I were talking. I'd just hung up on Sam, and she heard me say it wouldn't work out unless Biff changed radically. But otherwise, instead of being happy, you'd be miserable, torn between the two people you loved most in the world.
She heard that.
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Oh, I know it. I wouldn't have had her hear it for anything.
Well, what did she say, Mary?
Well, she said she knew that you and Biff were awfully close. She didn't know whether she ought to step into the picture or not. And I told her she most emphatically should. I told her she was the only one who could give you the happiness you deserve.
Right.
Oh, Kurt, I tried to tell her you'd work everything out, but she seemed to think it wasn't fair to leave it all up to you. She seemed to think the question was whether there ought to be a third person in the situation or not.
Well, what happened? How did she leave it?
Well, I told her to stop worrying and go to bed and see how things worked out in the morning.
And did she?
Yes, she went upstairs to bed.
Well, I'll go knock our door and tell her.
No, no, Kurt. Maybe you better not. She might be asleep by this time. Look, why don't you wait till morning? She was awfully tired. She looked worn out.
Oh, I'm sure she isn't asleep. She's probably lying there in the dark, worrying her head off about all this. Oh, I've got to talk to her tonight, Mary. You understand, don't you? Do you mind going up and telling her I'm back and everything's under control?
As Mrs. Young looks at Kurt's anxious face, she turns without a word and starts up the stairway to Nancy's room. Kurt's last words echo in her mind. Everything's under control. But can the damage Biff has caused be repaired so easily? And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, the Youngs find that Nancy has taken the situation into her own hands. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.